West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. As always, here we are, another wonderful Saturday morning, and talking nothing but automobiles and vehicles and cars and trucks and fun stuff.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Now, here's the sound of an electric vehicle.
Well into 2026 now. What's the sound of an electric vehicle? That is not the sound of electric vehicle because they go.
We can go with the Star Trek noise.
Yeah, so you have the weird noise. Yeah, exactly. That noise. Yeah, you always know when one's coming. You're like, oh, here it comes. So, anyway, I guess that's because although ICE vehicles are very quiet now compared to.
Very true, especially you know, with hybrid vehicles too. I would say too, they're pretty quiet as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. not much noise. So, all right, now that we're done making car noises and doing all the fun stuff we've been doing, so always a pleasure to be here with you folks, and good stuff. Talking cars, what are we talking today? Oh, best safety features on vehicles that came out in 2025, but that we had in 2025 and things. I love talking about this stuff because vehicles have come a long way. A very long way. So
extremely long way.
Extremely long?
Yeah.
You think?
I'd rather be driving in vehicles these days than ones from the 70s, for sure. Because the safety that we have in our vehicles now is leagues, leaps, and beyond, whatever the term that you want to use. It is far surpassed the safety of back in the day. That's for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, that's for sure. So Ford to offer eyes-off, hands-free driving system on universal EV platform in 2028 is their goal. Said that in 2028, drivers of vehicles will be able to take their eyes off the road as part of a new version of the driver assistance program. There you go.
Hey, did you see the story where the Waymo car got stuck on the subway track?
No.
Yeah, I thought
did it
was...
get hit?
Yeah.
Were people in it?
I don't remember if there was a person in it. All I remember is
that
the trolley
bad.
Tried to slow down as best as they could, but it took a while for it to finally slow down, and it made a bump against the car. Now, it didn't destroy it, obviously. But nevertheless, I don't know how Waymo didn't notice, I'm on train tracks or subway tracks. I should probably not be on this one and get to the next intersection and get off immediately.
There you go. Waymo is paying people $20 to close the car door when you get out.
Get out. No that's, way. Yeah, are you serious?
So let's see what it says here. Opening and closing the car door is one of the simplest tasks a human driver needs to do. What?
It's stupid.
You know what I think people were doing, though? They get out of them, just leave the door open, and the car can't drive away. So it's stuck there.
What do they do with their own vehicles? Do they not?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't think it would necessarily be I don't know. Who knows?
Go ahead. Keep reading the story, please.
There's no more to the story.
There isn't?
No, there's nothing. Yeah, I don't think so. Let me see here. No,
I lost so much hope for this society today. Oh, I just lost it so much.
Well, and Stellantis cancels his entire plug-in hybrid lineup that made it segment leader. It's getting rid of the Jeep plug-in.
I'm mixed because on the one hand... As soon as you bought the vehicle, it was a pretty nice off-road kind of vehicle thing. But man, oh man, the amount of recalls Jeep has had on all
those things. You think that thing would sink in the mud, though, as heavy as that
is. Exactly.
It's called the 4XE. Was a top-selling plug-in hybrid in the U.S. It was a hybrid, okay, since 2021 debut. So now they're doing away with it for some reason. Cancels plug-in hybrid. So
again, the recalls, I think, hindered it quite a bit, for sure. That's my opinion.
There
could be so many other reasons. Like Jeep wants to focus in on a different market. Maybe they weren't selling the units that they were projecting, that sort of thing. But again, I personally am going to put down that the recalls really, really hindered Jeep quite a bit and just made them continuously lose money left and right. And they just said, we're going to cut off, you know, I am running out of sayings right now. I should have had more coffee before we got live on the air today.
The coffee maker here don't work very well.
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all.
Where's that Starbucks barista that's supposed to work here today?
That's why I always stop on the way in and get myself a triple shot latte. I do.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
I do. You got to get that. You got to get that
caffeine
flowing, man. You need to. And so just remember, just close your Waymo door when you get out. That's all I got to say to you.
Or don't drive a Waymo in general.
Don't get in a Waymo. That's an it. EVs are taking back seats at the CES. Robotaxi, robot, and automotive AI set future trends. So bye bye. Cool stuff. Robotaxi.
Can you believe it? By the way, we're already halfway through January already. That's insane. Like this, we're almost through the first month already.
Yeah, I know.
2026 is flying.
It's crazy. By the way, also your one of your favorites, Rivian, drops in-house AI chip, adds LiDAR to R2 as its eyes robotaxi market. So Rivian's eye in the robotaxi market.
Yeah, I can imagine they can use the extra funding in their company for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
My wife drove by herself in one of those, actually, the Rivian, and a couple weeks ago at the auto show, and she was actually quite pleased with it.
Was she?
Yeah, and I told her that I was interested still, but she's not interested in buying another vehicle for another. She said 10 years, and I'm like, that's I don't know. I feel like we can trade our vehicles in for something like that for sure. Not saying I would.
She sets the financial endeavors, doesn't she?
Yeah, she definitely does. I'll try to convince
you
her.
You ask and you get a yes or a no, huh?
I'll try to convince her as much as I can. But you know what? When she has her mindset on a certain budget, she has got that mindset set on that budget, let me tell you.
There you go. Well, that's how she keeps you all out of trouble, right?
That's true. It's true. That's
true for sure. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, let's see. Today's automotive news. Ford is slashing EV investment. We already know that. We talked about that for a while. They're switching up for hybrids, gas instead of EVs. Stellantis is ditching PHEVs. You know what a PHEV is?
Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle.
Yeah, there you go. We got all these acronyms. Chinese automakers like BYD are challenging Tesla globally. Why automakers GM, VW, Ford are forming charging alliances facing slow EV demand. And they're EVs. They're charging alliances, which makes it cheaper. Facing slow EV demand and new tech like AI assistance plus regulatory changes under this potential administration. So there you go. Noteworthy news though, new models, the Ram TRX returns with 777 horsepower. How do you like that? They got 777.
That's your lucky number.
You want to know something that's not automotive but kinda? That is, so Airstream has a signature sixes a trailer out, cowboy trailer now.
Mm-hmm.
Like said, this thing, $165,000 for that Airstream. Woo!
Well,
you should see the leather. It looks like a King Ranch Ford inside of it.
If I can't afford the Escalade EV, what makes you think I can afford $165,000?
Well, if you want to live in it,
it's true. It's very true.
You could out on the plains. Get your big diesel truck, tow it out there, and you could just live there.
Maybe. Again, in my dreams, I could do that too, possibly.
Yes. Toyota focuses on hybrid personality with 2026 RAV4. Mazda offers a new European EV crossover. There you go. That's it.
A lot of big changes coming to all these companies.
Noteworthy news, too. Steel manufacturers are moving into the U.S. to supply Hyundai, Kia, notes Ward's Auto.
Yeah, that's coming off of the tariff.
Tariff, good stuff, huh?
Agreement, I want to say. Not agreement, but maybe it's an agreement.
Well, I don't know. We agreed, they didn't. It's all good.
No, I'm trying to remember the term I would have used for it. But again, coffee, it's not working today for me, I guess.
Yeah. We can tell.
But yeah, what Trump has done to help with the negotiations to make our economy get better and better each and every year. It really is applauding for him. And the tariffs is just a small example behind his plan. So I do want to give a huge compliment to him. And so far it's been working and people are, you know, folding in and saying, okay, yep, we're going to create more jobs and we're going to help the country's economy more than just, you know, selling the vehicle within your guys' territory. It's actually, you know, creating these factories.
You know what? One really cool thing about all this, whether it's the automotive part of it or not, is leveling the playing field in the industry, in the world market.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taken advantage of so much. It's like all our stuff we're just like giving away, you know, and everybody else charges us a fortune for theirs. So, yes, we need to level things up, and I think it's working. I agree with you, even on the car side of things. So, all good stuff. And to see these EVs start to drastically go away makes my life even happier.
I will say this still. They're still marketing the heck out of them. That was the biggest thing I noticed at the auto show a couple weeks ago, is that they're still not giving up on it. They're still going to market the, you know what.
There's a lot. And your California governor just proposed $200 million in new state EV tax rebates on January 9th.
Well, you know, that's going to go through a whole court system possibly too, whole thing. So
California Governor Gavin Newsom. Do we know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We call him Hair Gel. He's proposing $200 million in new state electric vehicle tax rebates after Congress earlier this year ended a federal $7,500 state tax deduction on new EVs, which is true. In late 2024, Newsom said if President Trump eliminated a federal EV tax, he would propose a new version of the state's clean vehicle rebate program that ended in 2023 and spent $1.49 billion to subsidize 586,000 vehicles over a decade. EV sales fell sharply in the final 3 months of 2024 after the federal tax credit expired on September 30th. So I guess states can do it themselves. Guess who's going to pay for that?
Us.
Yeah, just look at me through the window. Both of we're looking at each other. We're going to pay. Yeah. It's going to cost us. You know what? If you want an EV, buy it on your own. I don't want to be any part of it. How do you like that?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just kidding. I don't dislike EVs. Some of them are really fun to drive. So, and they have good purpose for certain things. If you drive around the city a lot during the day and you have solar on your house, not a bad idea, especially if you charge it at home. You don't have any issues.
I forgot to mention this. A couple weeks ago, they finally introduced a prototype.
We fix EVs too, by the way.
Yeah, we did. A couple weeks ago, they showed a prototype of what the Slate trucks were going to look like. The 20,000. Uh-huh. That has to be the most disappointing vehicle I've ever seen now, officially. I really thought they... I get it's $20,000, but the amount of things they completely took out of your own vehicle in order to make that 20,000 is hysterical. Like rolling up windows. There's not a radio in your vehicle. There's no radio or charger.
I didn't know that.
You'll have your own phone stand inside there, I guess, if that counts for something. The bed of the truck is extremely small, but I already knew that was going to happen. Just a lot of things that were, I personally would say it would be very super disappointing.
Yeah, it's like a truck for 20 grand though.
I get it. And you're only getting a mileage of 150.
Yeah.
Unless you want to buy the expansion pack, they call it, or something like that. I remember what the next step up is, but you add an extra 100 miles to it. That still doesn't, you know, make me want to say I want to
make
go get it. I thought it was going to be something much cooler.
When you order it, you can do things like when it's time to order, pick your battery and pre-installed accessories like wraps or an SUV kit. Anytime at a swap, use the Slate Maker to pick up and swap accessories whenever you want.
Maybe
even after you own it.
Maybe my expectations on what I pay versus what I actually get just. Exactly. I need to lower it a lot, quite a bit.
That's for lower your expectations. It kind of looks like the Ford Maverick.
It does, except at least the Ford Maverick has a back row to it. There is no back row to this one.
No, there's not. Well, there is if you do
You're not allowed to put I'm not allowed to put a new baby or Russell in the trunk.
No. They have an SUV kit that adds a seat in the top and all.
Oh,
that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I was gonna say, what do you mean? Put him? Why would you put him in the trunk? Little Rusty is not gonna appreciate that at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
No. Yeah, no. So you can definitely. It's a very generic vehicle, man. I mean, it. There is no question about it. So.
I knew it was going to be somewhat generic, but not this. This here is just.
Yeah, because you can do
disappointing generic.
Blank slate or a slate with an SUV kit.
I'm going to have to really readjust and focus in on what the vehicle market says and maybe up my cost and then lower the expectations of what that cost is going to give me.
Yeah, their website's pretty generic too. I mean, so it's kind of cool though.
Oh my gosh, I got to look this up now.
You didn't look at their website?
No, I didn't look at the website. Let me take a look at how generic this looks. Because I have a
you can get
I have
a slate truck wrapped and not painted. What is that? Oh, you got to snap your own little speaker in there. Bring the apps you know and love to create an experience you want instead of the bulky, distracting, and quickly outdated infotainment system. A slate can come with something simpler. It's a little speaker that snaps into the dash. Mount that fits a phone or tablet and a holder for a portable Bluetooth speaker. Heating and air conditioning are included. No need to bring your own fan.
They're bragging about how this can get fully charged in 8 hours. Eight hours.
That's a long time.
That's ridiculous.
What kind of, yeah. You want an SUV or a Wrap? Boy, I tell you what, buddy.
There's lots of
options for your little slate.
I used to be so excited for this,
it's kind of disappointing. Huh? Yeah, all right, moving on. As we're talking about other things here for sure. For sure. Anyway, always good stuff, though, right? We're always talking about good stuff.
Well, so far, it's been always disappointing stuff.
It has been?
So far, at least in this episode of All Talk Radio, for me, at least.
Are you telling me we're talking about nothing but disappointing stuff? Is that what you're saying there?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. As far as that goes, we're going to have to take our first break here, though, real quick. But just a heads up, commercial vehicles are essential for business to deliver products and services. Coolant leaks present multiple problems. The obvious one is cost of repair. But what about revenue loss by taking the vehicle out of service? KCO HD is significantly tested, featuring ceramic microfibers and copper fines that seek out cracks and holes, providing a guaranteed repair for the life of the engine. KCO HD is available nationwide at parts stores like Advanced Auto Parts. Learn more at kseal.com. Just don't seal it, K-Seal it. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Gosh, I love this on Saturday. I do appreciate y'all joining in and listening in. Always great. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks for quite a while up there. 32 plus years, to be honest with you. That's North County Inland. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego. Taking care of folks over there for over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks over there for, well over 8 years now. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Taking care of folks up there, North County Coastal, for well over 2 years, heading to three now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced and repaired. Find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is always proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs on our West Automotive Group cards. So just ask a manager or service consultant about getting one. Keep it in your wallet. You can use it anytime you want for service or repair, and it gives you 6 months with no interest to pay it back. You can also take advantage of if you're having a transmission problem, our Certicare diagnosis, or if drivability, check engine light, no matter what it is, get your vehicle in and have it diagnosed properly by a qualified technician. That makes a world of difference. Best money spent on any repair is money spent on diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. We'll save you thousands of dollars in unwanted parts replacement over a lifetime. No question about it. So we also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home. And there's rental partners we work with at each location available to you. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Once again, that's by going to westautomotivegroup.com. And you can do that there or make appointments, get your vehicle in any of our five locations. You can also check out the Automan segments. We're on the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 during the week. And also Auto Talk Radio, where you can pick up podcasts or listen to them there. You can also find podcasts available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn for all your listening needs on the move with Auto Talk Radio. So, or email me anytime on any topics about at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So, all good stuff right there for sure. For sure, for sure. As we're cruising through here, man, I tell you what, these Saturdays go by fast when we're talking about different things and stuff like that. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff. Brandon's going to buy a new Slate truck. We have that discussed. His wife approved.
Dang it.
She called in.
I said a Sportage, not a Slate truck.
Oh, a Sportage. You're going to get a Sportage.
I would like to.
You're still trying to talk her into it. How much is a Sportage?
$35,000 for a hybrid. So not bad. Not bad.
Not I know, a bad price at all.
I know that Dave even told me, you don't want to get the newer one just yet because the 2027, there's a rumor that there's going to be even more improvements made. So I would focus, if you want to go get it right now, do
well, 2026 was the first year, right?
No, of the Sportage? No, the first year was back in like 2013, if I remember correctly.
Oh, are you talking about the Sportage?
Sportage. Did I say Sportage?
You said Sportage. Oh, I was like, this has to be a new car.
Yeah,
Sportage. I thought maybe you knew something I didn't there for a second.
Sorry, the Kia Sportage.
Oh, Sportage. Yeah, oh, yeah. Sportage.
Sportage. My fault, everybody. So, yeah. But still, I really liked it. I really liked it. And not to mention, again,
this would be a better car than your Rogue, I guarantee you.
I guarantee it is 100%. And I will also say, not to be an advertisement for Kia, but you know, you could pay us anytime you want.
Yes.
Their warranty is absolutely fantastic. 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first.
Only on powertrain, though.
No, on everything.
No.
I could have sworn it's everything.
No.
Double check that.
Nope. Because I buy a bunch of Kias. Nope. The engine, transmission, all that, yes, 10-100. All the other stuff on the vehicle is...
5 years, 60,000.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I could have sworn
that. Let's make sure. Let's make sure we don't put falsities out there, okay?
Of course, of course.
Don't wonder about it. But no, the little Kia Sportage SUV, that's what we might have to be switching to when it comes to new shuttles for because they stopped making the Kia Soul.
Right.
And we used to always buy the Souls and wrap them. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen them and stuff.
Have you finished that recall, by the way, by any chance?
Which or not one? Yet
on your Souls?
They've all been in for every recall.
Okay.
They go in right away.
Oh, because you were telling me you haven't had... there was one in particular where you had to put in a completely brand new engine. They had a recall.
That was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you were saying, oh, I'm only gonna do it until it hits that point where I have to do it then. And then you would switch it out. So, but good. You switch it out.
You mean the engine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it blew up.
Exactly.
They won't do it unless it blows up.
Okay.
So they weren't just replacing engines. You had to either have a knocking noise. There's certain things that had to go through
when the engine was failing. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought if a recall has happened on a company, they automatically
those were not recalls.
I thought they were.
No.
Let me look back on that again, but I will.
They extended the warranty on them. And they would cover them for certain things, but that was the engine wasn't a recall.
Let me see here. It says the 2023 models. Is that the one you had or no? you
know, I do have a couple 2023 Kias.
They have engine fire risks for faulty oil pump controllers.
Okay.
So I believe I read that to you. If not, it was the improper piston rings in there too, as well.
Yeah, but it's not all models for that.
No.
But the whole thing is they have to have these the older Kias that they extended to 200,000 miles on some of them. Okay. Or 150,000 on the engines, and just extended the warranty. And if they fell on these certain things like knocking, seized, Hyundai did the same thing. I put two free motors in a Hyundai, what's the little Hyundai SUV? Tucson's.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, 2018 and 2019, both of them got free motors. They'd locked up, started knocking and locked up. So, yeah. This is all good little cars, but, bad motors.
So basically, to go back to your earlier point, if I saw in the news, oh, your vehicle got recalled, that doesn't automatically mean.
No, about two different things. That okay. One is the engine thing for the Kias in that. Those were campaigns where they extended something coverage or whatever as specific things as far as that goes.
But okay. But they weren't technically
recalled. They weren't recalled them. No. A recall is when you actually send out a thing and say, you need to bring your vehicle in. This is free to fix it. Prime example, Toyota had a recall for the check engine light would come on for catalytic converter efficiency. And all the recall was they redid the software. It was too sensitive is what it was.
Okay.
So they fixed that. And you come in and just plug in and it's free charge, right?
Right.
So the engine thing you're talking about, there's certain specific things. And it was always motors that were like up, over 60,000 miles that had this problem. Mm-hmm. So originally, oh, by the way, that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on powertrain is only to the original purchaser.
Right.
If you sell that vehicle, it reverts to the three year 50,000 five year 60,000
right
coverage as far as that goes, mm-hmm. And that's the max coverage you get. But what they did do with this engine thing, you didn't have to be the original owner, and they extended to 150,000 miles on the car.
Okay.
Only if it had the knocking problem, locked up, etc. You had to fall in this category, then they'd replace the engine at no charge.
Okay, gotcha.
So good automotive news there. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
No, I just wanted to make sure I was giving the right information too. On top of that too, so
yeah,
because I didn't realize there was this other stepping stone.
Well, and those are campaigns. They're not recalls. Mm-hmm. So a big difference,
right?
Yeah. So as far as that goes, but yeah, so we had a couple engines replaced as far as that goes. Actually, I think I've had four replaced, two in Kias, and two in Hyundai Tucson's.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That were covered underneath that campaign. So as far as that goes, but yep, all good to go.
But now your vehicles are all very much safe.
Yeah. The recall and the fire thing. We had those done as soon as they come out. Those you should always have done. If you get a recall letter, get the vehicle in and get it done. It's right. Free of charge. And
I still got to do it with my key fob, apparently, but I really don't want to do it too much. So.
Well, what is the downside of that? The ignition fails?
No. It says it becomes loose and it'll somehow turn off your engine while you're driving, apparently.
Yeah, because it bounces on it.
Yeah.
Usually the heavier the keys, the worse.
And I don't have anything heavy on my key, so.
Yep. Yeah. You get a 2025 Sportage with a XL trim package for $27,000.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted the hybrid for fuel economy reasons while I'm here in California. Mm-hmm. So, and I know how much the hybrid batteries will cost me in the long run, but I think it would be worth the investment at that point.
I think you should get a Sportage X Pro Prestige.
Okay. I will say, going back to safety, because that's our topic for today.
Again,
the amount of technology that has been put into the safety of these vehicles has been absolutely amazing.
All vehicles these days.
Yeah, some things I do have to get used to. Lane keep assist. Sometimes some vehicles can be herky jerky with me I'm not ready for it. But there's been a lot of great improvements. As much as I hate this kind of stuff, but AI has actually helped quite a bit when it comes to some safety of the vehicles. It used to be that, in order to see how the integrated technology and the testing works, you really had to just be in the vehicle yourself to test it out and everything. Uh-huh. But because of AI and computer technology, it has actually quite improved quite a bit from there. Now, I'm not saying that AI is still perfect, mind you. Obviously, we see a lot of glitches. And of course, these days, like I said, the recall numbers are through the roof. And 2025,
everything's electronic now, controlled. Mm-hmm. So yes, yeah, you're going to continue with a lot more. First off, there's a lot more cars on the road, but a lot more recalls for technology stuff because we put so much technology on a vehicle now.
It's true. And I was just going to say that 2026 is showing us that the number of recalls is still not slowing down. But that also kind of credits to, I'm going to remind myself on the letters here again one more time. NHTSA and their high standards they have when it comes to the vehicles that we have out there on
the
road.
It's all about keeping people safe.
Exactly. So I do applaud them, even though, again, I think the amount of them is astronomical and there should be some higher standards when it comes to the manufacturing of these vehicles. But again, like you said, it's technology. You're going to have flaws a lot of time and glitches. But and the recalls, again, are free. That's the whole point of it. Just update the system. Whether like I can't tell you how many recalls this week alone have been about rear view cameras.
Yeah,
there's been
well because it's a big safety item.
Yes, it is.
You end up running over people. It's not good, you know. So as far as that goes,
a great thing to have is also the AEB systems have been improving, which are if you those who don't know are automatic emergency braking. Especially when it comes to pedestrians and cyclists, especially these days, some of these people who drive the electric scooters and electric bikes, they have absolutely no clue about the traffic and safety out there around them. They don't. And
well, there's a young kid that got ran over in Encinitas not long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Came down a hill, right down in the main street, and got hit. Unfortunately,
there's a couple of vocals. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I believe he passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, that's not. I was just going to say that there's already a couple cities who are looking to ban him from their city entirely. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame them because, again, people drive them recklessly. And you have to be very, very careful because when you're on those kind of things, you're technically on a motorized vehicle now at that point.
You are.
So you need to obey the laws, and that includes even not necessarily going the speed limit of other vehicles, mind you, because again, vehicles have a lot more protection around them, but just be more aware of your surroundings and again, slow down out there.
Well, the same way. So a rear view camera, a tiny camera mounted on the back of a vehicle transmits an image to your dashboard rear view mirror, makes it easier for people to see objects behind you. Most people now can't drive without one of these. Mm-hmm. If you've had one, they love them, you know, so you can see. Like you said, the lane departure warning, some of the big safety items, enhanced visibility, infrared night vision that can alert you to obstacles that lurk beyond your headlights. Some higher end vehicles have that now. And it's going to be, you know, the rear view camera, backup sensors, automatic braking, all pretty much standard now on a vehicle. Forward collision and avoidance systems, absolutely. You know, all these items are what make cars super safe and super good, right?
Right. One of the ones that's quite interesting is in India, they now mandate that all new vehicles for 2025 through to their future will have rear passenger seatbelt alarms now. It's mandated now in the newer vehicles.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely fantastic idea. Everyone should be buckled in their seat at all times. The amount of fatal accidents that happen because someone's not wearing a seatbelt, or for that matter, people who have confessed, oh yeah, I've never worn a seatbelt driving my vehicle and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's astronomical. Dave Stahl did a
first time you
story.
Get thrown out of a car, you'll wish you had your seatbelt.
Exactly. So please be very careful of that kind of stuff. Very good job on India's part, and I hope that other regions of the world will also help encourage to put those kind of alarms in there, because it really is a serious thing to have your other passengers in your vehicle, because they cause as much risk in that vehicle when you get into an accident as everyone not wearing a seatbelt. There was a commercial I remember where the front passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt, but the driver was, and their heads collided because that person was not wearing the seatbelt at the time when they were tumbling, mm-hmm. and they actually killed the driver as well in the commercial. And, and that could actually happen. It really can.
Yep. Things flying around inside your car can do damage to you, too. That's why you should secure things. Mm-hmm. If you got a car, you're going to have a bunch of stuff in it. You might want to put it in the trunk. If it's in the trunk, it's not beating you in the head when you flip over.
Absolutely.
So one of the big things that's been on cars for a long time, for several years, which pretty much has been a standard feature since 2012, is electronic stability control. This actually, the Highway Safety Administration says this technology has reduced single vehicle fatal crashes by nearly 50%. So what it does is reduces rollovers. So you know how the system works is if the car starts to skid, the stability control, it will apply different one wheel brake per wheel to get the vehicle back under control so it doesn't go sideways and flip over. You flip over a car, even if you're by yourself in it, often ends up in a fatality.
Right, right. Or definitely an increased chance for sure.
So. And the one thing about auto repair and all this stuff here is all of this, we need to, there's updates for it, things that need to be taken care of, things go wrong, repairs. So there's a lot of systems here that we're servicing and maintaining for sure.
Absolutely.
Without question.
If I could shout out one more thing, because I know you're probably...
I'll allow you to.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And as this is especially in newer vehicles, I am so glad that one of the other things they have is... when you turn off your car and you're officially parked, there's a huge... dashboard alert in the newer vehicles. They'll say, check your rear seat for anybody or anything that you might need to get out. Because quite often...
Children that you leave in there. Who forgets their children, though?
I know. Things will happen. I've seen a movie about it where they've talked to people who left their children.
Well, you know that there's a funny story to that. There's a thing on Instagram goes around. It's talking about kids that grew up in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And they talk about... And I forgot all about this. But at the 10 o'clock news used to come on, and they used to say, parents, do you know where your children are? And one of the statements this person made on the internet was, we used to have a commercial that our parents would forget they had children, and they had to come on the news at 10 o'clock every night and remind them.
Very true.
So, interesting, funny stuff.
Yeah. But again... It's the small things that you don't really think about, like, oh, I should probably check the back seat, but the car is reminding you. That much even still improves the safety of your vehicle.
Yeah, I still don't think you should forget if you leave something
living in your car. No, you shouldn't. Obviously, you shouldn't. But I'm saying it's such a nice
thing. It is helpful for people that, yes, you're absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Well, and now cars remind you, like, don't forget to take your personal cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things like that, you know.
Because that could also cause some major damage. I mean, one of the big ones back in the day was the Samsung phones back in the 2000s. I remember they would be left in the heat in the car, and they actually would catch on fire. Thus, when you leave your vehicle for so long, going grocery shopping, you come back.
Car's my vehicle?
Exactly.
On fire, like a charcoal briquette.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, folks. I do want to remind folks... Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by CRC, Guaranteed Pass Emission System Cleaner. Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner. Featuring an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel systems, components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. Don't let your vehicle fail its emission test. Learn more at crcg2p.com. That's crcg2p.com. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You can make an appointment for any need there on westautomotivegroup.com at any of our five locations. But if you need a battery for your vehicle, make an appointment at westautomotivegroup.com. Get in, will get you an Interstate battery installed. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide, for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, please check them out at their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, La Mesa at 70th and University. That's Interstate Batteries of San Diego, a battery for every need. Good stuff, good stuff. Great stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just kicking chicken.
Now, I have a question for you.
Oh, sorry.
Ahead. Do you want me to wait on it? Oh, okay. I was going to ask. I have not had this situation occur, but some newer cars have evasive steering assist because obviously braking might not be enough in certain incidences, mm-hmm. and yet the car has technology to know that and say, okay, we're going to swerve this way. Have you ever felt it or had people tell you how it felt? Because I can't imagine like you're not prepared for that situation and then some more injuries might occur from it. Or does it actually, do you think it actually increases the safety of the vehicle by doing that?
They say it increases the safety of the vehicle.
Okay, but you have not heard stories from it per se?
No, that's a little newer.
Okay.
So I don't think that we have a ton of data as far as that goes, but anything you can avoid, as long as it doesn't swerve into something else.
True.
But it won't, because it uses the cameras and all that stuff to do the right thing and
right,
get you where you need to be. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, sorry.
No, no, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure on that part. Sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah. But no, the technology we're coming out, and I mean, they keep changing it, evolving it, moving it around, you know, creating better scenarios with it, mm-hmm. and working with it. But most of this stuff is tested very well on a track long before it comes out in a vehicle in production. So there's usually technology, I mean, information and technology like that, that they understand how it works and that it's going to work and all those things. And they put it through all these different rigorous things to figure out, like, would it swerve into another car? No, it won't, because it can tell. But yeah, so a lot of this stuff definitely is reducing accidents. And I know this for a fact because I have friends that are in the body shop industry, and they talk about how the amount of major accidents have surely been reduced. So they spend a lot of their time doing smaller stuff, like, oh, I just barely bumped a car or something like that.
Right.
So you know as well as I do, do you have automatic braking on your car?
Absolutely.
And I know we're talking about swerve avoidance, but
yeah.
The automatic braking on your car, has it ever implemented when it stopped you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So it actually works.
Yes.
Would you have probably hit the car in front of you, you think?
Okay.
Very possible.
Personally, no. But my vehicle just wants to make sure, obviously. Yeah, I know. Okay. And it does its job absolutely fantastically. So I cannot express the amount of gratitude I have for it, obviously. And again, the people who have thought of this and put it to the forefront of their vehicles, I applaud them as well. Because again, safety is the number one key for all vehicles. I mean, obviously to drive to get to places, but safety should be utmost importance when it comes to car manufacturers.
It's one of the very important things. There's absolutely no question about it. Yeah, for sure. There is. So I fully agree with you. And this technology definitely has saved lives.
Yes.
100%. All of this technology implemented at different parts of it one way or another. So has made driving vehicles way safer, mm-hmm. as far as collision wise.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the only other three things I wanted to add in terms of the safety quality of vehicles this year, I mean, the car seat rules, they've been improving each and every single year. This particular year wanted to focus more on the side impact protection. So they have a new updated testing for the car seat of vehicles under the name of FMVSS213A. Okay. But it was, again,
it's a federal law.
It is. And okay. Again,
Dude, have safety. You seen some of these car seats they come out with?
Yeah.
They look like a NASCAR driver's seat or something. Like I was looking at one that, there was a picture of his life. I was like, they had nothing like that when I was a kid.
When I was little, it was basically,
they didn't have stuff like that when Zach was little, my son, which he's older than you. But
yeah, but the way I viewed the car seat when I was driving, number one, they would put me in the front seat. But number two was
we don't do that.
No, we don't do that anymore now. And number two, it was like riding in a roller coaster with the arm bar coming down. That was all that was protecting you, basically. Nothing around the head or anything like that. So
no,
the way
we
that
could we can get a little helmet for you though. If you like.
thank you. No, but the fact that we have improved the car seat and to make sure our loved ones, especially the very little ones like my little Russell, are super, super safe in that vehicle. Great job, everyone in the National Traffic Highway Safety Administration. So thank you guys so much for that. The other one I do want to compliment is the AR head-up displays.
Oh, yeah. Those can work well. Some people say they drive them crazy, but it prevents you from looking down, so you're always looking at the road. What a great invention.
I think it's a great invention.
I'm sure it saved a lot of people from being in accidents.
And I bet there's something in your settings. If you don't want that, you could turn it off so you can have a regular dashboard display. But I personally think it's very, very nice to have because, like you said, I don't have to constantly – I know it's just the slightest movement of looking down, my eyes down towards there. But the fact I can still look through my windshield and notice on my peripheral, I'm going this speed, I have this amount of gas, so on and so forth, or
just
the directions.
Things that you have to do, you know.
Exactly. So I personally do like it a lot, and I hope it continues to stay within newer vehicles as the time period goes on. And eventually maybe mandate within my generation, but I doubt it will be mandated within my generation for that one. And then the last thing I do want to mention, because I'm very mixed opinioned on this one, is the adaptive cruise control.
Okay.
Some vehicles I will say that I don't, and again, it depends on the kind of person you are. I feel like I talked about this about a month ago with a caller where I wasn't very, I rented out a vehicle and they had adaptive cruise control and I was not comfortable with it on my trip to Vegas at the
time.
You
did. You threw a big fit about that. We remember.
I wouldn't call it a fit first off, Ryan. Hold on one sec. But I wasn't comfortable with it at first, but by the time
and
I got
each
more
manufacturer's adaptive cruise control is different though.
Yes.
A little bit because it's all software designed, right? Mm-hmm. So you're right. If you're going to buy a car, whether it's new or used, you might want to go out and drive one of these to make sure that you like everything on it. Because there can be an issue like that. You know, I always talk about things like blind spots, stuff like that, but also the adaptive cruise, you may not like the way it operates on a specific maker model.
Right, exactly. So
it is a good safety feature, though.
It is, and I completely understand why it's a safety feature on vehicles, too, for that matter. So, again, maybe I need to try it out with other vehicles, too, because I haven't really practiced it with other vehicles. Mm-hmm. And, again, I got used to it eventually, so maybe that's another thing I need to learn is that I will get used to all adaptive control, cruise control with every other vehicle eventually as I continue to drive the vehicle. So otherwise, again, everything else about it, I completely understand and I am for it 100% for the future of vehicles as we go along. So
nice. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds like a great idea. Let me tell you, stay right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
I will.
Yeah. But no, this technology is really good stuff. And that's why this is one of my favorite shows, obviously, to talk about as far as that goes. You know, we need to.
It's probably the most positive show that we'll have.
Every show I do is positive.
It's true.
All right, Brendan.
Well, hold on. We did complain quite a bit last week about gas prices in California. I mean, come on. That was somewhat negative, I would say.
You got it. There is.
But that's not our fault. And you know whose fault it was?
Who?
The gas companies, according to our governor. That's why. How much of us actually
believe
this?
How do I put this nicely? Every time he opens his mouth, nothing legitimate comes out.
Come on, Newsom. We all know what's going on for your next future endeavors. We know where you're going.
Hope not for the whole nation.
I personally hope not, but we all know where he wants to go next. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Hopefully that's a failure on his part.
Yeah.
So we're hoping. We're hoping real quick. Hey, real quick. That hour just flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I did want to mention, you know, whether you drive an EV or a hybrid or an ICE vehicle, one of the most important fluids on it is coolant, obviously. So today's vehicles are specific in the way that they're made with the fluids used to keep them performing at optimal level. Designed to match the technology and color requirements of your vehicle, Peak OET antifreeze Plus, coolant delivers excellent protection against rust and corrosion to all cooling system metals, including aluminum. Each coolant is formulated with the same corrosion inhibitor technology that protects your vehicle from the factory. Learn more at peakauto.com, available nationwide at AutoZone, Napa, and Amazon.com. So once again, check it out at peakauto.com. Peak does make some great antifreezes that work very well, high quality.
Absolutely. So
good stuff there as far as that goes.
Can I? Am I allowed to play the O'Reilly's jingle every sure. time you say O'Reilly? Okay, I'll have to put that in at some point in another Auto Talk show. Every time you mention
Do you have
that.
It?
I don't have it available right now, so that's why I'm saying in a future Auto Talk radio.
I don't even remember what the O'Reilly jingle
was. O'Reilly's.
Do they still use that?
Yeah, they
Auto
do.
Auto parts.
And then they do the screen.
Now I just advertise for them. They need to pay me. That wasn't cool. Anyway, all fun. Did that say available at O'Reilly's?
It sure did. That's why I was like, can I add that little tidbit at the end of it, if you don't mind?
Actually, I think it said AutoZone Napa and Amazon.com.
Oh, it doesn't? It doesn't say O'Reilly's.
No, now we just...
How did I hear O'Reilly's?
I'm sure... I know O'Reilly's carries Peak also, so
okay, good.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, then I'll keep this part in then.
Yeah, it's fine. We're all good. So good stuff for sure. Quality auto parts at quality places. No question about it. So, you know, we got to keep your car on the road, and that's what we always want to do for sure.
You did say AutoZone, right?
I did.
Oh, okay, then I can do the AutoZone jingle.
They have one too.
Yeah, get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh yeah, that one. Are they still around?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
in California.
The other one closed down. It was Advanced Auto Parts.
They're yeah, the they're gone. Down. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
Or if not, they're brick and they're not brick and mortar, but they're online only now at this point. I think one of the two.
I have no idea. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with them all.
Exactly. They all just seem to shut down.
And they all keep buying each other.
Or that too.
There's a company called Worldpac that was owned by. Oh, you know what? Who was it that owns Worldpac? I forget. Anyway, my point to that is they are just for professional automotive technicians. They don't have any storefronts as far as that goes for people to walk in. So it's one of those things.
It says here that Advance Auto finally sells Worldpac. So they were owned by Advance Auto.
Oh, they were. They did sell Worldpac?
And they sold it about a year ago.
Oh, so. And then Advanced Auto went bankrupt, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, so Worldpac's still around. We still use them. But they sell auto parts professionally to professional automotive technicians and shops. It's not like a Napa. You can't just walk in there. It's a little different.
Yeah, it says here that Worldpac was bought by Carlyle, which is a global investment firm.
Oh, yeah, they're big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. $1.5 billion in cash.
Really?
To Advance Auto Parts, yeah.
So. Carlyle is probably what do you call those? Equities company.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure. So all good stuff.
I like to see that kind of money, but unfortunately, I work in radio, guys, so what do you expect?
Exactly. All right, we're gonna have to wrap this up, man. We're gonna run over time here. Quick.
Yep.
No, it's all good. It's good stuff. San Diego and everybody else out there. Hey, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We seriously appreciate you enjoying and tuning in and listening to Auto Talk Radio. You're the reason they allow us to keep doing this each week. So be safe, and until next Saturday, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Like I said, and we'll be back. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.